longer.
The light's on. Yeah.
Oh, there it
is. Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa. Gedula chimincha tati terura Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kaberinat Amchasagvenu Kaharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kafshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamrem Etzed Reish, Saditach Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata, Et Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayin. Yachid Geyer, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, E Zayin Kuf. Shabbatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, yodea talumot, shinkufav, sabiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kuncha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urchimud, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimud. Le'achda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar b'kama atar ta'neinan Kucha Barichu Koma Deaved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Theovada Dixot Belela Mila Bialma Devae Bardash The Dafialea Minea Ulan Haga Bea Kalana Tehaku Kulu Ovada, Ikshoti Nun Wikola, it's the reef, the Alma. the energy of the year 5774. Is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami Israel untati vishakan. Ta ta willow your guys, old willow Yosifu. Vime abla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he sayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me babe he he re yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo, a wa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da. A nu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Sa a la, a re yo, a shi la, me yo, hey. Wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me, me. Nu nu wa, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo. Nu me, me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me ta, re. Wa me be, we yo, hey, hey. Anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko. Ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me. He yo yo me wa me. And now we will connect to the 72 names that are revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. I'm sorry for the delay, having problems with my computer. I'm going to skip the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim and go to the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 10th day of Elul. Rabbi Pinchas of Koritz, And there are others from this day as well. Rabbi Yitzhak of Bohush and Rabbi Moshe Yehuda Leib of Pashkan. I'm going to be reading from the Tikkuni Zohar from section 55b. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tevid Hilu Urchimud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Am Adonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Karenehu Demini Shmala Bahu Zimna Eshani Tar Ligabe Shmala Pia Avara Mitaman Samach Mem Mi Wami Ad Salik Eshan Achara Yayahu Asan Akatoret Ayu Kalala, Yoraita Kishora, Ileya, Pekudin, Diase, Lekasara, Velakarava, Yemina, Bishmala, Diamuda, Diashan, Ihu, Hamuda, Demsaita. Pirachem ayu uchkodin dila tas pedach yailu ayu eshan haketoret ma'ay ketoret dilaya shekin ta-ta-ta ade ayisalka Bekama brechin uvo samin Tavin vekad salka Legabeya atmar Vamaizot ola Min hamadarbar legomer Besalka bechonda Hashem tata'a Zot salkam b'me, mekatoret bar uvona, tire yirki tishot, mikol avaket rukal, Hashem tata'ab zot salkim b'me, mekatoret mar uvona, Tire yirka, pishot mikol avakit, ruchal da tzadik, daihu kalil kelal, ayahu ruchal, ayahi avkat dileya, adahu diktiv, bedavak me'ashahutu, Uya salikat legabe pe alma Shekin ta 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 a ya yehi ketoret ketorut Tekudsha lorichu ya yehi keravan Dileya bezimach Ileya devar matkanin Yisrael Miachlim v'karavanim v'salutim v'kudsha barichu dinun l'kabel karvan ishkar karavan divim ha'arvim v'ik v'karavana v'yomrim uftarim umitakalim Kolelaya v'ayehu karvan musaf v'ayehu tzadik v'ayhi karbana. Tishvatot. Vayamim tovim. Delit, dalit, karbana, karivu, la'ama, kadisha. Lekud shabarichu b'shabbat v'yom tov. Ela b'chadu dikiti v'yikra. Tetzayin b'zot yava acharan el. Hakodesh v'el ta'it halal. Amta halal ki'in b'zot. It is 15 lines down, is where I'm stopping in the middle of the line. And now for the English translation. What is being described in this section is the superimposition of the one. This means that whatever we are experiencing, it is via the garments of the One and the actions of the One. First, we speak about the incense, which transmutes the dross and replaces it with purity. And again, for example, it is one thing inside another when speaking of the tefillin. Each of the specific passages of Torah are contained in compartments within. Again, one thing is inside of another. Holiness that is in turn surrounded by its shell. The shells of Adam made of leather coverings for the skin, and yet Adam as spiritual man needed no coverings until he ventured into the material and therefore needed protection and a containment for the life force. Stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow night. Our class tonight is an essay by the Ari. We'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left, that opens up the landing page of the Ari's material. If we scroll down to the parasha of Ki Tetzeh, If you give me a second, I've got to verify what we did last year. I'm actually going to jump ahead one parasha to Ki Tavoh. And so the handout is the disease and the divine. Kabbalah teaches that plagues are the result of defective revelations of divinity. In the section of this portion of the Torah known as the admonition, and in Hebrew it's called the tochacha, it is written, God will cause the pestilence to cling to you until it finishes you off of the land you are entering in order to possess. The mystical concept of pestilence is as follows. Know that everything that occurs is a function of the elevation process of the sparks that fell from the world of Tohu. For do not all souls derive their spiritual sustenance from the fallen kings of Tohu? And their refinement, as we have explained regarding the statement of our sages, that all Israel are princes. Now, when there remains an element of waste in the refined sparks, which was not separated out, it acts as a poison, killing the person during an outbreak of plague. Refining reality entails involving the element of ego from whatever aspect of reality that we are working with. Refining reality entails removing the element of ego or self-orientation from whatever aspect of reality we are working with. When this is done incompletely, the individual's motives are not pure, and he therefore allows an element of self-interest to remain in his use of the physical world. This admixture of impurity acts to misdirect the divine flow that results from releasing the sparks of holiness inherent in the physical world. If not arrested or checked in some way, this misdirection of divine energy results in disease. I am adding. The commentary paragraph above, in my opinion, is a misdirection. We are the cause of what happens to us. The aspect of the desire to receive for oneself alone causes the flow of divine goodness to be blocked. Illness is a cleansing mechanism that restores the flow of divine goodness. Am I really saying something different than what is being said in the Ari's writings? The answer is no. They're just the same thing being expressed differently. Pestilence also occurs when the four names of Havaya do not fully shine. That is, the names themselves are withdrawn, and all that remains is the four spellings out. The numerical value of these four spellings out are 46, 37, 19, and 26. Essentially, we're removing the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the number 26, from each of the spelled out names. The total of these four, 46, 37, 19, and 26, is 128. When to this are added the four kolels, or the four names, and the kolel for the sum itself, the sum total is 133. The numerical value of the word for plague in Hebrew is negef, nun gimel peh. 133. This is the source of the plague. When Hashem's name is not shining as completely as it is capable of. To review the four spellings out of the name Havaya, which is 72, 63, 45, and 52. We've gone through this a number of times. It's essentially, the number 72 comes from the 10 letters Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud. The number 63 that connects to Bina is the same, except in the Vav, it changes from a Yud in the middle to an Aleph in the middle. The spelled out name of 45 of Zerantin, when we take the 26 away, we have 19. The spelled out name is Heyud. Excuse me, it's Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Vav, and Hey Aleph. When we take the 26, we have 19. And the 52 is 2 times 26. So when we remove the letters themselves, we have 26 left over. And God forbid that I implied that Hashem is left over. Negef is spelled Nun Gimel Pei, which equals 133. Clearly, the withdrawal of the name itself from its full spelling out, leaving only the letters used to spell out the main letters, indicates a highly abnormal, defective revelation of divinity. This defective life force comes into the world as disease. Life, but a harmful form of life. It is therefore good to always meditate in times of plague on this name, the word Negef, this being in this context a holy name of God. Vocalize it as follows. A shiruch under the nun, so it's a nu. Acherik under the Gimel, so it's a G or G. And the Tseri under the Fe, as it is pronounced, Nu Gi Fe. Since this word Negev was derived from an iteration of the name Havaya, it may be considered a derivative name itself. The Arizal does not here explain why to meditate on this word, as if it were socialized with these letters and vowels. And I am adding, in Parashat Ki Tavoh, in chapter 28, verse 25, the word nigun, which means plague, nigah, the Ari tells us to change the pronunciation to nugifa. While the Ari does not tell us why the vowel change, it is clear to Kabbalists what is the reason. If students of Kabbalah contemplate the Sefirot relationship with the vowels, the reason becomes clear. This is my opinion. It is also advisable to meditate on the formula for the incense, both in the morning before the morning prayers and before the afternoon prayers, when you recite the verses, and God said to Moses, take for yourself spices, stakte, onecha, etc. The incense possesses the power to ward off pestilence, as can be seen from the aftermath of Korach's rebellion, when Aaron used the incense to stop the spread of the plague. Specifically, meditate on the first instance of the word spices. In Hebrew, it's samim. In this verse, permuting it according to the system of ayich becher. And this will produce a specific name, Memtav Kufvav. Rabbi Chaim Vital does not remember how the Arizal said it is to be vocalized. Ayich Becher is the triple linear transformation system of permutation. In it, the Aleph Bet, including the final forms of the letters, is split into three groups of nine letters, which are then aligned in order. Any letter of any triplet in the chart of any column may then be interchanged with the either of the other two. And there is a link in this handout to the Ayach Becher Gematria system. But it's essentially the Aleph is connected to the Yud, which is connected to the Kuf. And the system is taking its name from the first two letter triplets that are formed this way. The first triplet is Aleph Yud Kuf, and the second is Bet Chaf Resh. Now, whenever we produce a divine name through permutation using the Ayach Becher system, we always take the letter in question and transform it into the closed letter following it in the sequence. For example, an Aleph becomes a Yud becomes a Kuf, and a chuf becomes an aleph. The same applies to the other letters of the alphabet. Each of the nine triplets should thus be seen as a wheel. Thus the word for spices, samim, spelled samach mem yud final mem, transforms the sixth, fourth, and first of the three triplets, the Vav Samech final mem, Dalet mem tav, and Aleph Yud Kuf. How does this seem correct? The Samech of Samim permutes to the final mem of the sixth triplet. Vav Samech, final mem. The mem of Samim permutes to the Tav of the fourth triplet, Dalet Mem Tav. The Yud of Samim permutes to the Kuf of the first triplet, Aleph Yud Kuf. And the final mem of Samim permutes to the Vav of the sixth triplet, Vav Samech, final mem. For as we have said, if the letter in question is the third of the triplet, we substitute for it the first letter of the triplet. Thus, the word Samim permutes to the letter combination Mem Tav Kuf Vav. Samech comes to Mem, Mem comes to Tav, Yud to Kuf, and final Mem to Vav. Also, meditate on the fact that the numerical value of this divine name, Mem Tav Kuf Vav, is 546, is equivalent to the numerical value of the letters used to spell out the name Havaya, such that its total is 72, meaning 46 plus 26. Thus, the numerical value of the posterior of the name Echye, when it is spelled out, is 544. We see Mem Tav Kuf Vav is 40 plus 400 plus 100 plus 6, 546. And we saw that the numerical value of the letters used to spell out the first spelling of the name Havaya is 46, 72 minus 26. The posterior, the acharayim of the name Echye, spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey, as we have explained previously, is given by spelling the word progressively, beginning with the first letter, then the first two letters, etc. And it becomes Aleph, Aleph Hey, Aleph Hey Yud, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The spelling out of the posterior of the name Echye then is as follows. Aleph is Aleph Lamed He, or 111. Aleph, Aleph Lamed He is 111. He is He Yud is 15, giving a subtotal of 126. Aleph, Aleph Lamed He is 111. He Yud is 15. Yud Bab Dalet is 20. The sum total has now reached 146. Finally, it's Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pe is 111. Hey Yud is 15. Yud Bab Dalet is 20. And Hey Yud is 15, totaling 161. The total of 111 plus 126 plus 146 plus 161 is 544. When these values are added together, we have 46 plus 544, or 590. And this is obviously more than the numerical value of the name Mem Tav Kuf Vav, which is 546. The Arizal now explains this difference of 590 minus 546, which is 44. And we can see that the sum of Aleph Hey Yud Hey is 44 when squared, or when it was posterior. because these are both the same process of spelling out the word progressively. It will also be noticed that the value of the letters used to spell out the posterior of the name Echie, considered separately from the letters used to iterate the posterior itself, is given by subtracting 44, the value of the letters, from 544, which gives us 500. Thus, the numerical value of the letters used to spell out the name for Av, Avaya spelled out with Yuds equaling 72, is 46. And the numerical value of the letters used to spell out the squaring of the name Echie is 500. Their combined numerical value is thus 546, the numerical value of the name Mem Tav Kuf Vav. Thus we see again that the name associated with pestilence and plague is derived by divorcing the main letters of divine names from the letters used to spell them out, which again indicates a highly defective form of divine revelation. That is the end of our Ari essay for today. We will have another essay for next week for the Parsha of Ki Tavo. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a good evening. Tomorrow we have the 10 o'clock sleepover, excuse me, the 7 a.m. West Coast time sleepover service, a 4:30 Deep Zohar class, and a 7 o'clock Tikkuni Zohar class. I hope you'll join us for one or all three. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.